Hello, Real Producers, your publisher, Kristen Brindley, and I'm here with the wonderful James Nay. Thank you so much for being with us, our November cover.
Thank you for having me. I'm grateful to be here.
Well, I was looking forward to this interview. So, I mean, you have, since 2016, I mean, James, you've already sold $267 million in real estate as a solo agent, doing that much business, $59 million on track for 2022. Gosh, 2021, 52 million. NAR is 30 under 30 is quite a milestone. People are really proud of that one. Real Trends, dude, number two in the state of Virginia for units as a solo agent is a big deal. And that number 99 based on units in the country. Like that's, yeah, nice job. Nice job. No wonder you're on the cover, you know, and you've only been around since 2016. So, I mean, oh, and featured on HGTV House Hunters. I might ask you a couple questions about that because that's super fun. So, I mean, you could do anything. You're a smart guy. Why real estate? Tell us how this happened. How'd you get into this?
Yeah, so born and raised in Richmond and went to Old Dominion University, studied economics, came right back to Richmond, Chesterfield area. My father spent some time in real estate when I was younger with Long and Foster. And at the time after college, I was in the personal training industry at Gold's Gym, was training there. I was working downtown as a bouncer. I was also doing construction work like decks and gutters and miscellaneous things. So I was working 7 days a week, you know, just constantly with not a ton to show for it as far as, you know, finances went. And I had a couple mentors that were in real estate. So a client of mine at the gym, who is my broker now, she, you know, kept saying like, you'd be really good. You should definitely do it. And so kind of took that leap of faith, took a while to save up. I wanted to have like a $10,000 buffer fund because I knew that even if I was successful, I wasn't going to see a paycheck right away. Yeah. So that's kind of the, you know, the, how I transitioned into it was that push from a couple mentors.
What do you think has been, you know, most rewarding and like what's been most challenging as a realtor for you?
Most rewarding is just, you know, the kind of cliche work, you know, working with buyers and finding that dream home. And, you know, I've had clients in tears at closing. Like I never thought this was going to be an opportunity for me or my family. We rented for 10 years. You know, that would be the rewarding side, just that emotional connection you have with your clients and being able to serve a number of families. And challenging, I would say, is definitely for me is work-life balance. As we all know that are in the real estate industry, it is easy to kind of make it your identity as, you know, you're a realtor and you kind of forget everything else outside of that. So that would be the biggest challenge for me.
You sound pretty darn smart. You've caught the life balance situation already. And you just, that's awesome. A lot of people, it takes a long time, it seems like. Tell us a little bit more about like maybe how real estate fits in your dreams and goals. Like how does this shape up? What does the future look like for you?
You know, I am still in the honeymoon phase, however many years I've been in it. I'm still in that honeymoon phase where I get so excited every single deal that I'm putting together. You know, it's almost like a high of, you know, being a deal maker and being able to serve folks. And so right now, you know, no change as far as like, I just want to full steam ahead, lean into it, you know, work 7 days a week. I'm still excited about that. But also want to keep investing into real estate, buying rentals, renovating houses. So just maybe continue doing that at a higher level.
What about like, what is the definition of success to you, James? What does success mean to you?
You know, financial freedom is a huge part of that definition for me. Also being able to provide for those around me, whether it's, you know, nonprofits that I'm involved in, church, missions, family members, friends. So being able to help those around me. So that's a huge part of the success definition. And then also being able to travel, being able to vacation, to, you know, experience different experiences, go out of the country, go zip lining, jet skiing, you know, deep sea fishing. So there's definitely the financial freedom in the experience, being able to experience new things.
Well, speaking of financial freedom to experience things, like, what about your family? Tell us a little bit about your family and where you come from, maybe some things y'all like to do together. Yeah, tell us about your family, James.
Yeah, so, you know, from Chesterfield, from the Richmond area, been here my whole life, and been with my girlfriend, Robin, for 6 years, going on 6 years now. And, you know, we love to travel. My mom recently moved down to Norfolk. Long story. My uncle lives down there. He's in the Navy. But it's perfect because it's right near the Chesapeake Bay, Virginia Beach. So we love to get down there, hang out on the beach, jet ski, fish, play spike ball. So we're definitely beach people. Yeah, so my mom lives there, my dad lives here, my brother lives in New York, so we're constantly kind of traveling and connecting with everybody.
Well, that sounds like a perfect vacation spot for you too, doing all the things that you guys like. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit, like, what are you currently learning? What's important to you on the learning front right now?
You know, lately, the biggest focus of learning is kind of, I've always had my hands in everything. I, you know, kind of a control freak. I want to be the one that's putting the sign in the yard to make sure it's perfectly angled and latching the lockbox on at every photography appointment, at every home inspection. So trying to figure out what I'm not good at, and then have Jessica or Jen, you know, leverage that to great admins that are better than me. So kind of implementing systems and learning how to do that. That's been the biggest focus.
What about like a mentor or class or book? Like what has been really helpful on your journey to selling over 100 homes a year? Like, how many homes did you sell last year? It's a lot of homes by yourself.
It was 181 last year, and hopefully we'll close out at 185 this year. But, you know, my broker has been
a lot of houses. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. My broker, Susan Steins, she's been a huge mentor. She was a client of mine at Gold's that kind of pushed me into the business. So that's been huge. She's a great agent and has a lot of knowledge. Then also, you know, I have other mentors in different areas of my life. You know, some of them are just not anything related to real estate, but just great people that I admire. So constantly, you know, checking in with them once a week, once a month, and seeing how they're doing and sharing ideas. Also with investments, you know, I've got mentors. I've got a friend of mine, Eddie, who he's been doing it for 30 years and owns, you know, tons of houses, and he's able to share what he's done right, what he's done wrong, what, you know, how to avoid some of those pitfalls. So yeah, mentors have been huge for me.
It's funny, you sent your favorite quote or mantra and it made me laugh. What's your favorite quote or mantra?
I actually have a lot of favorite quotes. You know, seller be sold was one early on. That's, you know, one that a lot of us in sales know. But one that I heard somewhere, I can't remember, but I've been using it a lot, is folks will say, how are you doing this? You know, what's the secret? And I'm like, I'm just a dummy with a smartphone. And that usually gets a pretty good reaction out of folks.
You know, that's a humble answer right there. And it's funny. What sets you apart, like makes you different, do you think, James?
Communication and work ethic would be at the top of that list. Just, you know, always putting the clients at the front of the list to communicate with them, tell them what's going on, over explain, make sure that everybody's comfortable, and then work ethic. And that's the thing that kind of circles back to the work-life balance, is just being ready to go at all times and just being driven. You know, I start my days really early and usually don't end them till late. So, you know, 5 a.m. to like 10 p.m. it feels, you know, just appointments, calls, texts, emails. So, but just, you know, remembering that it's the biggest transaction that most folks will ever make in their life and how important it is.
I can see why you are so successful. What about, like, what are maybe some of the greatest lessons, or what's the greatest lesson you've ever learned, do you feel like?
The greatest lesson I've ever learned, you know, with when I went to ODU for 4 years, racked up a ton of student loans and got very close to graduating. And at that time, you know, I was like soul searching, starting a lot of things, but not finishing a lot of things. And that, you know, just reflecting on that over the years, has just kind of that anything I start, I want to be able to commit to finishing it. And that's probably the biggest lesson, is just not starting anything that I'm not willing to see it all the way through.
That's a massive lesson right there, man.
Yep.
There's some wisdom drop right there. I know you're a young guy. This is one of my favorite questions. Like, what do you feel like you'd like to be remembered for?
Kind of circles back to that last question is, you know, being a man of my word. If I say I'm going to do something, that I did it. So yeah, that would be cool to be remembered that way.
I love that personally. I love that very much. Well, if y'all haven't read James's story, make sure that you do. He's just going to keep growing and keep doing great things in our community. So thank you so much for being on the cover and sharing your story with Real Producers, James. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.